On the 17th of June, Sanha had issued an alert cautioning the Muslim public with regards to the Cadbury products, namely the PS Lunch Bar and the Chomp Chocolates. Following the announcement, social media was abuzz. There was much discussion in the public domain, and this gave rise to many questions. Radio Islam sought clarification on the matter and asked Sanha to explain the alert's context and answer the questions from the public domain regarding Sanha's stance. Subsequently, the NIHT has requested to give their perspective on the certification of the Cadbury chocolates. This afternoon, we have Hafiz Murad Boulay from the NIHT to explain their position on the above matter. Hafiz Murad Boulay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam Mawlana Bobat, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the Radio Islam listeners out there.
Hafiz Murad, as I explained in my introduction, the nature of the alert and how Radio Islam sought clarification from Sanha, NIHT would also like to give their perspective on the matter. You may go ahead.
See, look, at the outset, I need to stress that it's never been the intention of the NIHT to create hype or to get into a social media war with Sanha. Our basis and our policy has always been to educate, inform, and empower the Muslim Ummah out there. And when we say the Muslim Ummah, we refer to the entire Muslim Ummah out there, not only a specific constituency as the other organization states. Our gripe, obviously, with Sanha is that they were well aware that we have certified Cadbury's product. We've been in discussion with Cadbury's over many, many years. And the fact of the matter that Sanha went about and made this announcement basically totally without taking us into confidence or even asking us about it. And the whole idea, it was just to basically create confusion. And I mean, you are well aware of the amount of confusion that Sanha has created. But as one sees it, this seems to be the modus operandi of Sanha. That time and time again, they go out there, they will basically make a statement and then try and hide behind ambiguous statement like, no, we didn't say the product is haram, we didn't say the product is X or Y, we said we don't approve it. I mean, we can't even forget just a couple of months back, we had the Frimex issue, whereby Sanha made a statement and made an announcement, which basically created a whole unnecessary hype. And that we feel from the NIHT side, that this type of behavior should not go unchallenged. Hence, we basically ask Radio Islam to basically make sure that the public out there listens to our side and we understand what exactly is the situation.
So, coming back to the matter at hand, the issue of the PS, the lunch bar and the chomp, maybe you could explain to the listenership at the moment as to where NIHT fits in and how their perspective comes into the equation here.
Yeah. Okay, so simply, as well, everybody's well aware that tartaric acid comes from two basically sources. One is from grape juice, the other one is from wine lees. And obviously, from wine lees, it's very difficult to just basically do that offhand. It needs to go through a complete process before it can basically be halal. But nevertheless, there are a number of fatwas, there are a number of muftis that have given us the fatwa to go ahead and say that tartaric acid, even from the wine lees, etc., is accepted as a halal. Although I must stress at this point in time, like for instance, Sanha's announcement were totally unfactual. For instance, if one takes the PS bar of chocolate, that has absolutely no tartaric acid at all. So for Sanha to lump it together with lunch bar and chomp was totally, totally irresponsible. And this is basically where we feel that at the end of the day, Sanha needed to do their homework. They needed to clarify the issue and make sure that when they make statements, they have to basically back it up. Afterwards, we had a total capitulation by Maulana Vlaki saying that, look, we've never said explicitly that it's haram. There is a difference of opinion between various ulama, and we haven't created aspersions, etc., and doubt on the certification. But that was too late. You already created a situation. You already made an announcement where people were, we were inundated with calls from all around the country asking us, you know, is this haram, is it halal, what is the whole situation? And I mean, the fact of the matter, like we're saying, that Sen'a were well aware of this tartaric acid. Almost 2 years ago, they had the information. So we always ask the question, then why did they basically keep quiet about it? Why did they see a need to come out and make an announcement? Because if one looks at it, they seem quite comfortable in allowing the Muslim Ummah, or rather their constituency, in eating something that which they regard as impermissible for almost 2 years. Hmm. And then when you basically get told by Cadbury that, sorry, we're not going to go for a dual certification situation, we are sticking with the NIHT, we're quite happy with them, then you have this announcement coming up. So obviously, we have to question the bona fides of Sen'a making this type of announcement. And not only, like I'm going to stress, not only the first, this is not the first time that they have done it. This seems to be their modus operandi.
So in essence, if I hear you correctly, these products in question, they are derived from a certain ingredient which you say the muftis have given a go-ahead and the green light in terms of its usage and composition in the products that we are talking about. Therefore, from the NIHT side, you don't see it as an issue, and therefore you are certifying the product. Is that at the heart of it?
That's at the heart of it there, because we've got fatwas from the Jamiatul Ulama Natal, we have fatwas from Darul Ulama Zadwell, fatwas from various other muftis, fatwas from the Shura Council and the Iftar Committee of the National Independent Halal Trust, the NIHT, from Mufti Azharvi, etc. So that is basically our standpoint. Mm. And I mean, for Sen'a to say that, look, we're just making this announcement to try and inform people, is disingenuous. And we cannot understand that you'd make the announcement and then say, look, it's up to a person to make their choice. You don't give them a choice. You haven't mentioned that, look, these products are certified by the NIHT and people should contact the NIHT for clarification, etc. You create a doubt. You plant a seed of doubt in the people's mind. And then afterwards, you try and back out of it and hide behind words like, we didn't say haram, we said it's not approved by Sen'a. And that basically is the crux of the matter, stressing again that Sen'a has basically had this information for almost a year, year and a half. Why then didn't they make the announcement? And then for them to say that, look, you know, it was legal propriety information, etc. I mean, I question that as well, because what are you saying? That you're afraid of the Supreme Court of South Africa over the Supreme Court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, you know, this is totally, totally unacceptable, Maulana.
Officer Murad, Jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated on Radio Islam International.
Jazakallah. Thank you, Maulana. Hopefully one of the days I'll send you a couple of PS or chomps or something like that to enjoy, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.